Reviews, interviews, and the world of new music.
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 Music. 2011 on Triple J.
Okay, on 2011 this evening, two guys from a Sydney unearthed act. Well, they're not an unearthed act anymore because they've got a record deal that's pretty much resulted because of, I think, the airplay and the exposure we gave them through Unearthed. But it's good times for New Navy. And just to make it completely confusing, the two guys from the band who are with me tonight both play guitars in the group, and their names are Jamie and James.
Correct.
Hello.
First of all, Jamie, identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
What sort of guitar do you play in the band?
This is going to be even more confusing. I play a Telecaster.
A Telecaster?
Yeah.
And James, your weapon of choice in the band is?
Telecaster.
Jesus.
But left-handed.
Ah.
Yeah.
So there's some more than just a slight variation of names. You have actually got a different style of playing.
That's it.
The opposite way.
The wrong way.
Did you, when you were growing up learning the guitar, did you always just go for that side? Was it instinctual?
It was more about my uncle buying me a left-handed guitar because I wrote left-handed.
And because Jimi Hendrix played left-handed.
And that, yeah.
Did you take to the instrument straight away?
Yeah, I did. I think there was years where I put it down and then picked it up.
So what age were
put it down?
What age were you when you first got it?
When I first received that guitar was probably age 10.
Okay. So what about for you, Jamie? When did you first get a guitar? When did you
probably
first
probably the same deal. I picked it up when I was younger. I think my mum had a guitar, and I can remember picking it up one day, and I can actually still remember my dad telling me, "Oh, you should get lessons." So I did, and I did that for a couple of years, and then I guess same deal. I bashed it out on my own for a while. I put it down for a while when I was maybe in my teenage years, and then, then started playing again when I got older, and here we are.
When you first picked it up, because guitar is a pretty intimidating instrument as a kid because it hurts your fingers, for one, and you got to stretch your fingers, and that can be sometimes painful. Did you think it was a bugger of an instrument?
No, I don't think so. I think when I was younger, if I had tried to learn guitar now, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't have the initiative to do it. I can remember running home from school being excited to play guitar, whereas, you know, not much really excites me that much these days. I don't run for much at all.
The apathy, the music industry's just got you down after 2 years.
Yeah, well, no.
But do you still enjoy playing the instrument?
Oh,
now?
Definitely. Love it. I still try and, still play it as often as I can, but it's good having the band is a reason to play it.
Sure. Listen, we're going to play Zimbabwe in just a moment. This is the song best known to listeners of Triple J. Now, let's sort of put the pieces of the puzzle together. I said before that you've got a record deal now, so you've kind of signed up. Now, did that directly come from Unearthed, do you think?
I think so. When we first spoke to the guys at Future Classic, I think they first heard us on Triple J. So they said, "We heard it. First time we heard it, we loved it." Yeah, it went from there.
Okay. Well, they weren't the only ones to love it pretty much. As soon as we started playing this track, it just seemed to register pretty quickly with the audience. Now, before we play it again tonight on Triple J, tell us about the writing of the track. And was it an easy one and an instant one? And did you all get a good vibe from it?
It was something we threw around for a while, and we thought
maybe
it was too catchy and too poppy.
Yeah,
and sort of
maybe
aside for a while.
We're a bit unsure of then, what angle we're going to take at that stage.
Yeah. Well, we went to record the whole EP. We went to Uluwatu, like Indonesia. In Bali, we went, and as all of us just took our acoustic guitars and wrote some songs. That's where we put that EP together. We felt the vibe again, and we brought it back and actually made it a complete song. It was never a complete song before then. It was just a few ideas.
That's funny, because I did actually know, because the title, as you said, the title, Jamie, of the EP is Uluwatu.
Yes.
Which is a place in Indonesia. It's right near Bali, is it?
Yeah, it's a surf break
in Bali.
Yeah.
Because this song sounds like it could have been written there.
Right.
Actually, from the ground up.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's got that obviously holiday vibe, but it's got something very sunny about it.
Yeah.
Did you actually write and record the EP there?
No, we just wrote it there. We wrote and came back and recorded it here in Sydney.
Yeah, because you worked with John Omar from Los Valentinos fame. And we'll talk a bit about working with him as well. But we'll talk more about the history of New Navy after we hear this track. So here it is, an early song, which they ditched for a while. Can't believe why. It has got such a great chorus to it, and this track you'll know. It's called Zimbabwe.
Destination, take your time, you're gonna need
need some patience, girl.
So that's Zimbabwe there from New Navy, and that's pretty much come out officially now this month on the debut EP by the band. It's called Uluwatu, named after the place in Bali where these songs were composed, and the two guitarists in the band, Jamie and James, still with us on Triple J. So one question which everyone's got is, have you got more songs like Zimbabwe, as good as, because people kind of really dig that track.
I hope so.
Not totally sure on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's four other songs in the EP. I guess they've got that same fun holiday sort of vibe. I guess Oceans is a little bit different, but...
Yeah, Tapioca's kind of in the vein,
which we're
about to hear shortly.
Okay, great.
When you kind of figured out that people were digging this song and liking it and you were hearing it on the radio more and more because people were requesting it, did that surprise you?
Yes.
Did it make you worried?
In what way?
Well, some people can kind of go, oh, God, we better write a lot of other great songs now.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, we kind of thought, yeah, we've got to do something better than that to stay on top of it, you know, if you can't go backwards from there. But to say the truth, we didn't think it was strong enough. We didn't expect it at all.
Yeah, definitely passed our expectations from the start. And, yeah, I don't know, do we have to have another song? I don't know. One enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll go to that one-hit wonder file.
There's been plenty of great bands launched on one song only.
I'm sure there's a one-hit wonder compilation album destined for us in the future.
It's a good song. If this is the only song, then it's a good one, at least.
Thank you.
It's more than a lot of bands can manage.
No, we've got a lot more off our sleeve. We're always writing, and we enjoy writing.
Yeah. As I said before, you worked with John Omar, who's a real kind of workhorse. He produces a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And he used to be with Los Valentinos. I think they've pretty much called it quits now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so what was he like to work with? What's his vibe in the studio?
He's a legend. He's a really good dude. I think he brought out a lot of good stuff in us and just being motivated as opposed to focusing on finicky things and just kind of capturing the vibe and getting that sort of thing out as opposed to, you know, we could hang on certain delays or certain, you know, tiny little things forever, whereas, you know, he was more about, like, just capturing, you know, the feeling and the vibe.
And also the time that he stepped in was sort of at the back end of the whole recording of the EP and that too, which was great because he sort of just lifted it up and just brought it to this level.
Had you guys done most of the work yourselves beforehand?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we recorded it close to how we wanted it, and then we wanted him to just, you know, put his touch on it. And
did he?
Yeah, I think so.
So we mentioned before you've kind of signed up a deal now with Future Classic. What's the game plan? How have you guys been talking behind the scenes about the future of New Navy? Is there anything in place, anything you can reveal about the times ahead?
There's a few things I guess we can't reveal yet because it's not public or it's not locked in completely, but we do have a tour organised for November, which is most of the major cities. Yeah. I mean, we've gained a lot of publicity from you guys, Triple J, so I think now we just need to bring that to the stage and, you know, show people we can...
Bring it.
Yeah, we can bring it. We can do it.
And
do
how
it
confident live. Do you guys feel on stage at the moment?
Confident, yeah, very confident. We've played together for a long time. It's going to be different going from rooms with 80 people at a bar and then, you know, jumping into the metro to, I don't know, what does that hold, 1,300, 1,500?
No, not that many, 1,200.
1,200, yeah.
Don't talk it up too
much. I don't know, I've seen that place pretty cramped.
No, it's just over 1,000. So this is Wednesday night. This is part of our launch for the Unearthed radio station, which happens on Wednesday. So in Sydney, one of the launch parties that's happening around the country is at the Metro in George Street. And you guys are playing with Nance. Ever played with them before?
No, I haven't.
They're terrific as well.
They sound awesome.
Yeah, they do.
What
they
about
do.
Rufus? You played
we
with
have.
Them?
They played at our EP launch at Oxford Art Factory.
Oh, fantastic.
They're good guys. They're really good dudes.
And they've got Elizabeth Rose teaming up with them for the night. So
yeah, cool.
Okay, Jamie and James, look, thanks for coming in tonight. Look forward to Wednesday night. That should be a lot of fun at the Metro for
Can't
the
wait.
Launch of Unearthed.
So do we, yeah.
be awesome.
Yeah, enjoy the night ahead, and let's hear, tell us a little bit about this one, Tapioca.
Tapioca's one of those songs that went through about 1,000 changes, no title changes, lyrics. I think we actually rewrote the verses in the studio while we were recording it. We recorded it and Ben threw a different idea out there and we all went, yeah, no, let's go with that.
So we completely rewrote the lyrics?
Which we do with most songs.
Which we did with Zimbabwe as well.
Yeah, this is no different.
Yeah.
But Zimbabwe hopefully we got it right in the end. It ended up with a whole total different feel, and I think, the feel that was right for the EP and right with us.
Yeah, I think Tapioca was one of the surprises of the EP. We didn't, you know, have huge hopes for it, and then we recorded it and listened back to it, and it was one of the ones that sort of jumped out at us that we didn't expect it to.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's hear it right now. The guys from New Navy, James and Jamie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now in the middle of the sea, beyond the borders, we are watching the earth.